Hello and welcome to It Doesn't Work That Way with me, Kalisha Zachary.
And me, Kashelle Zachary.
Before we get started today, I want to thank all of our listeners. Thank you. I really do appreciate it. And you want to know why, Kashelle?
Why?
We charted.
We did.
I cannot believe that. Hey, it was 125.
Yes.
And I'll take it.
All day.
All day long. Yes. We tried it. So I want to thank every single person. Shout out to those that actually followed, subscribed to it to get notifications, which I thought was great.
Yes.
Those that left feedback. We love feedback. We said that on an earlier episode.
Yes. Thank you. And please continue to give us feedback. We want to grow. We do not frown upon feedback.
We don't.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
We want to hear from you.
We do. So today we have a super special guest on the podcast. Miss Justine Taylor.
Yeah,
Sister Taylor in the building, all the way from Denver, Colorado.
Yes.
Justine,
yes.
Will you tell the It Doesn't Work That Way audience a little bit about yourself?
I think that's beautiful.
I'm a bit of a mad scientist, I guess, right?
Okay.
I studied biology in college, decided not to go to med school. I've always had an eye. I spent all of my graduation money on a camera, my first camera.
Okay.
And ever since then, I've just been obsessed with creating visuals, whatever that looks like, whether it's on my phone, my camera. So yeah, I am a storyteller, aspiring producer, filmmaker, director, all of the things.
Yes. And I got to take a beat here. What college did you go to?
Xavier University of Louisiana.
Yes, come on now. Thank you.
We give shout outs here to HBCUs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Kashelle and Justine.
Yes.
I have a question for you both.
I'm ready for it.
Do valuable opportunities come a dime a dozen?
It doesn't. It doesn't really work that way. I think the key word here is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not a dime a dozen. I wouldn't say that. But let me hear from you, Justine.
Yeah, they're rare.
Okay, expand on that. Why are they rare? Tell the audience why it doesn't work that way.
Quantity versus quality, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of opportunities out there to do not important work or not quality work. You could take it to get experience, but as far as being a part of a real production company that values storytelling, that values everybody that they hire on, it's rare.
It Doesn't Work That Way podcast offers an enlightening perspective into the experiences of both independent creatives and seasoned industry professionals across television, film, journalism, and beyond. Hosted by the wonderful Kalisha Zachary and myself, Kashelle Zachary, experts with extensive knowledge and valuable insights and engaging wit.
We're going to end the episode.
We ain't ending. We just beginning.
She just dropped some nuggets.
So
valuable opportunities are, I think, let me say this. The reason why I really wanted to have this episode, this topic, is because I fumbled the ball before.
Yeah,
me too. Where I was a part of something that was valuable, but I just couldn't see it.
I couldn't recognize it. And thank you for giving me today earlier. Kalisha gave me a book title because I'm really going to use it, called 1 through 39. And of course, I'm a quantify.
I thought you were joking.
I was not.
Okay.
1 through 12. I ain't even going to touch.
Let's not count it. And she's talking about 1 year
old to 12 years old.
Okay.
I'm not even touching. I'm going to take 13 through 39.
Okay. We'll take it.
So that 13 through 39, oh my gosh, it was so much about myself I was still trying to figure out, trying to discover, trying to find my own voice, my own ear. And so there is so many times where I thought I was ready for something I really wasn't, or I couldn't recognize the environment in which the opportunity was coming from. And then it was just some opportunities I couldn't even recognize that it was a bad opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Just so green to the to the process.
I want to be transparent, and we said that at the top of our first episode. We're gonna be transparent and real here. I'm not gonna give the just work hard, you'll understand. I'm not gonna give those answers. I've fumbled the bag, as they would call it in these terminologies, not realizing that I was in a valuable opportunity.
Can you define how you fumbled it?
I fumbled a couple times.
Okay.
So I guess that was in the 1 through 39.
Okay.
So in the 1 through 39, you know what? Please write that book.
It's done.
Okay.
It's done.
Justine, in my 1 through 39.
We're talking years.
Yes. I was a part of something valuable. I didn't see it. And I think the reason why I didn't see it is because I just felt like I knew everything.
Ooh.
And I felt like, you know, they need me.
Ooh.
And I did not really have a plan.
Ooh.
So had I had a, and now I'm like, I can clearly see why I'm not dropping the ball. I know I have a plan. I know where I'm going. I value people. I've lost the ego. You know, I don't know everything. I want to be a forever learner. I want to be in a collaborative environment. And that's because experience, shout out to Mickey Howard. Mm-hmm. See, there go another musical reference.
Experience is a good teacher.
We are going to drop some musical references. And Justin, you please add in your musical references. Justin keeps me young.
Yes.
Meaning that she knows all... You're like a music factory.
I feel like you're on the pulse of like all the dope artists.
Yes, totally. Like, no joke.
Yeah.
So Justine keeps me young with that, but you know, experience is a good teacher.
Yes.
And I think when you open your eyes to, you know, really seeking out opportunities that's going to help you forward your career or mm-hmm. personally, then you'll see if you're in it, then you can be like, I can because this is how it works. This is how you recognize that it's valuable. You know, with a plan, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. But let me hear from Justine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I'm kind of on the opposite side of that. Living in Denver, Colorado, trying to navigate the film community there, I was put into a lot of weird situations, or I was on or involved in a lot of projects that lacked professionalism. Mm-hmm. That was just an all around bad experience. Like, what are we doing? Why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
So I've had a lot of bad experiences, and then coming to Watts and seeing how well it can go and how well I can be treated in such an environment where I want to create and do these things. It made me just appreciate it even more. Like, oh, it can be done right. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be a struggle. It doesn't have to be demeaning. It doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
I can learn. I don't have to be chastised.
Wow.
I can ask questions. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, for me, I feel like it's the opposite. I've experienced a lot of crappy situations on sets. And then coming to this, it's like, wow,
mm-hmm.
it set a new standard.
Oh, thank you
for that.
Because see, y'all, Justine has, she's dope.
Thank you.
Extremely.
Just, I mean, you
extremely.
Are.
You really are.
You really are. Such a creative.
I want to pause so she pause. Can receive that.
Yeah, let's pause. Hold on, let's.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to take, that's our new, we got new segment alert.
Okay.
We're going to do dope pauses.
Yeah, so that we can receive. Because you know what I've noticed is sometimes it's hard for people to like receive compliments.
It's very hard.
Why is that?
I don't know. And I think it's a universal thing. Unless you're just full of yourself, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. Like, you know, like I'm not gassing you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's just true. And so, and I'm not trying to blow you up, you know what I'm saying? But I am trying to affirm you in a very genuine way. Like, if you don't, I'm not afraid to tell you. If you had great ideas, I'm not afraid to learn from you.
Mm-hmm.
If you just all around a just good person, I'm not afraid to be like, thank you for that. You know, so I just want to just take a moment just to say, let's do more of that.
Let's get comfortable receiving. Just do, especially when you know you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not to say arrogantly.
No,
but I feel like you got to know what
I think it's confidence.
It's confidence,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, Beyonce, I woke up like this. Like, she confident.
Yeah.
Okay. But I feel like it's let's normalize
healthy,
you know, like, yes, thank you because it's true.
Yes.
Not taking undue like, you know, just giving people praise because, you know, everybody shouldn't get an award. If you didn't place, you didn't place.
Yeah. And it's okay.
And guess what? It's okay. Yeah. It should motivate you to work harder to place. But it is a universal thing because even today, I don't know why not today, but in my day to day, like if someone says something like, oh, you guys did a great job, I kind of like,
ooh, you know. And see, I've trained myself to be better at that. Mm-hmm. Like if someone tells me something, I'm like, thank you for sharing that. I didn't know I needed to hear that. I appreciate that feedback. Yeah.
I think I want to be more present when compliments are given because I kind of just like shrink. Mm-hmm. But Maya Angelou did an interview with Dave Chappelle. And she said something that's always stuck with me. She said, don't pick it up and don't put it down.
Ooh.
So if somebody says, oh, you're a terrible person, don't pick it up, don't put it down. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're an incredible director. Like, don't pick it up and don't put it down because you're going to have to live up to whatever it is that's being said. So, like, just be present in receiving the compliment, but you don't necessarily have to pick it up or put it down.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, Sister Taylor dropping keys. Yes. Now, I know, you know, we're going back to valuable opportunities. Mm-hmm. In today's landscape, it appears that these valuable, I won't even call them valuable, it just appears there's so many opportunities. It's bountiful. And what do you all think will help shift that culture where people really, is it time where they really start to say, you know what, that was just an opportunity, to Justine's point, it was an opportunity to learn something, learn what not to do, or, you know, like, this is not how I want to run things. Or, you know, for what do you guys think when people will be able to come to have that, what do you call it, a C-Live moment?
Okay.
To say, you know what, that I'm not going to take that opportunity.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm not gonna take it. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I think one, most people don't realize what opportunity really is. That's my point of view.
Okay.
And I think if we really understood what opportunity
is. You want me to give you the definition?
I would love it.
Okay. Opportunity is a set of circumstances that make it possible to do something.
I love it. And some people don't even can't necessarily recognize it in just that simple term. Mm-hmm. But I think if really people understood, like, the same way I'm looking for one, mm-hmm. Warren Buffett is.
Girl. Investment opportunity.
Okay.
Next.
are we still on the same page?
We're still on the same page. We in the same vehicle.
Okay. Jeff Bezos is.
Opportunity to sell something.
Amazon.
I mean, because they in everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I think if we really looked at how opportunity levels the playing field from the man that's on the side of the street looking for an opportunity to get a next dollar for something to eat, he has the sign out, to someone as Warren Buffett looking for the next opportunity to invest in. Opportunity levels the playing field from us all because we're all looking for it on no matter what level that is.
True.
We're all looking for it. And so if we're all looking for the opportunity, is important that I believe we recognize, like, okay, which one is going to take me towards my vision? Which one is going to take me towards my goal? Which one is going to add value to my knowledge? And I don't think we deep dive enough. Sometimes people just like quantity, to Justin's point, versus quality. But let me hear from you.
I kind of went into this filmmaking career, I guess, blind. I didn't necessarily know what I wanted from it. I just knew that I wanted to learn. So that's probably why I found myself on some sets that really didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. But it helps, right? Because you know what you don't want.
Yes.
You know what to look for so that you don't involve yourself in these situations, and what you do want when you want to create a success story or a successful set or whatever the case may be. So experiencing some of the lower or the not so organized sets has allowed me to set a bar and a standard. So now I'm like, no, I can't work with that company because they don't match my values or whatever the case may be. So yeah, experience definitely helps, but you also have to be intentional. So if you know what you want from the jump, you won't find yourself in situations where you have to navigate muddy waters or whatever the case may be. So definitely intention, be intentional. Know what you want from a situation or a relationship or a set or
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think there's some tips that you can share for those that are still on the path of discovery, even if they don't fully recognize, you know, if they can't decipher what a valuable opportunity is from just, you know, an everyday opportunity? Do you think there's some tips that, no matter if you're discovering yourself or discovering, do I really want to do this? Is there some just key fundamental things that you could take that's transferable, that you could just use in any situation to try not to come out too burned or, you know, too, at some point I feel like a lot of people get burned out and a lot of people become cynical and they just lose trust in everything and everyone, you know what I'm saying? While they're trying to navigate, opportunities.
Definitely keep going. You just gotta keep going.
Absolutely.
You don't fall off your bike and say, okay, I'm never riding again because I bruised my knee or I cut it. Like, you keep going until you know how to ride it, right? Yeah. So yeah, take a break. Don't burn yourself out. Don't burn out your resources or your relationships. But I would say you just have to try and ask questions. Like, all anybody can do is say no.
Absolutely.
And if you're constantly learning, that's the reward.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
I want to add that you said 1 to 39. So now
it's, 1 to 39.
So 40 and on.
Oh, so that's part two. That's
the second book is 40 and on.
No, 40 and forward.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, new asset alert.
Yes.
So with 40 and forward, to our listeners, no matter where you're at on your journey, this is what I want to say. Does this opportunity align with your plan? So if you have an opportunity to, you know, you want to produce and you have an opportunity to make, you want to produce film, but somebody give you opportunity to make candles, I would pass.
Simple.
I can speak on that though.
Let's talk about it.
I applied for Watts' writer's room and I didn't get the spot, right? Mm-hmm. But I applied for something else and we've cultivated an even greater relationship than I could have even imagined.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like, if you really want it, keep going, keep trying, keep applying.
Yes.
Because there's going to be space for you.
Thank you for listening to the It Doesn't Work That Way podcast, which is sponsored by Frame of Reference. The series explores the vulnerable and often hectic lives of a close group knit of friends and provides a truthful evaluation of how fear and past misfortunes can define our present point of view. You can stream season one of Frame of Reference on the Roku channel.
You can employ everybody that wants to create
Correct. One
story, one set. So like, there's always going to be more room. So keep putting your name out there. Keep applying. Keep trying.
I love
somebody's going to say yes.
Yeah. And this is the other to that point. And you are a pleasure to work with.
You have to be a team player.
You do. and we work under a lot of pressure, whether we're traveling, the city or whatever, you know, you're a pleasure to work with. You're looking for solutions and you're not looking for problems. And, you know, that builds an environment where you're like, yes, come, let's, you know, yes, let's do that. So you're a pleasure to work with. My second tip to everybody would be, will the opportunity create space for professional and personal growth, to your point? So if there's an opportunity that said, I heard someone say, I want to work with Watts. And at first I was like, what? I'm being honest. We said we was going to be honest on the podcast. I was like, somebody was like, they want to work with us. Like, how do they know? You know what I mean? Like, how would you know? And then it's like, well, you know, I've heard it's a great environment. I love the aesthetic. Something aligns to them and they say they want to come in and work. And then if they know that and they've done their research and they say, oh, yep, this aligns with my plan. They are producers. I want to produce. I want to be in that. If I go there, I'm going to learn something about producing. Oh, okay. Will there be space for my professional and personal growth? If you're in that environment and it's a good opportunity, it should be that space. You should say, I'm going to take this opportunity because I'm going to grow personally and professionally. And then is there a way for them to introduce me into people that are not in my current network?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if it stay in your current network, y'all ain't going far.
Facts.
I'm just saying, you have to grow.
Right.
And you have to be able to do that. And that's how I look at opportunities. Like, we get opportunities to do some dope stuff.
Absolutely.
But everything is not on brand.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Or everything is not on our highway.
It's not
so on. So some opportunities would take us on exits that would just completely deter us. Yeah. And we're like, that exit won't work for our destination.
Right. We're not making a pop group, a singer group. You know, that's not what we do.
Yeah.
So you were not getting on that exit. And I think it has to be very, very, it has to be that clear to you, or you have to really know and be aware that you're in a process of discovery.
Yeah.
And you have to know that, like, I'm in a process of discovery of what I want this to look like.
Yeah.
As you're going on your way. But once you know, I feel like you should start to say, I know this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like somebody saying, oh yeah, you can meet with Shonda Rhimes.
I would love to.
I'm going.
Hey, yes.
And let me tell you why.
Man,
because that is definitely
on brand.
An opportunity that is valuable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I wouldn't go in there and be like, what's your favorite color?
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
What you like to eat? No.
Yeah. No. Okay. Can I study on some of them? You know, like, stuff to help you grow. And I think once you know what you want to do, then you'll start to decipher those opportunities. And let's normalize saying no.
Yeah.
Yes. It is okay. As a matter of fact, I encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
I've had times like, you know, Justine, you know, we got this project. Only do it if it aligns with your schedule. Only, you know, if you can make it, only do it if it's something you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we don't encourage that enough. We shouldn't just do things because, you know, when my mom said, I go take this. No, do you want it? Is this something that you want to do? Because I feel like if it causes us, I see a lot of passive aggressive behavior that concerns me.
And FOMO.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
That's a real thing.
And for those who don't know, Kashelle, will you define FOMO for our listeners that may not be aware?
Absolutely. Fear of missing out.
And I asked you to define that because there's stuff that people put now and I don't know what it means. Like,
yes.
They'll be like, B. I had to ask my niece, I was like, what's BRB?
Be right back.
Right.
She educated us.
So
all the abbreviations is saying,
so because we have listeners of all ages, so they may not know. And I'm getting up there. I'm like, wait, can we spell this? But go ahead.
The fear of missing out culture is one of my biggest pet peeves, only because I move with a lot of intention.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact, I can say this guaranteed coming out of my heart to your ears. I know for a fact, if it's for me, nothing, no one, no place, no time can stop it.
Why are you so sure of that?
Oh,
like, and when did you, was this 1 through 39 or was this 40 and forward?
This is, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
In full transparency, it happened around 37.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
It was at 37. At 37, baby. 37, I say, I ain't wasting no more time.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly why I am doing what I'm doing, and I don't need nobody's permission. If you can see the value of being on this train, I tell you, get on. If you see no value being here, I'm going to slow the train down. I'm not even going to keep speeding. I'm going to slow the train down. That's how kind I am.
Get off.
So you can, you ain't got to jump off. You can actually walk very slowly off.
Next stop.
At the next stop. Because I'm not even worried about the time my train's supposed to pull into the next one.
Oh,
because I'm going to get there when I'm supposed to.
And you're confident in this. Because
I know my why without a shadow of a doubt. I don't got to have nobody pump me up. I don't need no cheerleaders. I know why I'm here. And that's one of the most, that right there is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And here go a nugget, a key.
Another key.
When you discover your why, it makes you walk in rooms different. It makes you move different.
True.
It makes it's just, I know why I'm here. And I'm thankful for that.
I got to ask you, what does that discovery look like? I'll ask you both. Like, as you go on your, you know, when I got out of college, I bought a camera. It was leading you somewhere, right? Yeah. Tell people, if it doesn't work that way, how does it work? How do I discover my why?
Ooh, it's something that you got to get quiet, I believe, to discover.
Okay.
You really got to unplug from the phone. You got to delete all the socials. You got to find time to be quiet and let your mind think. Not like, okay, I got to get up at 12. I mean, I got to get at 6 a.m. I got to be at the job. I got to, you got to really be like, I'm not talking to nobody for a week. Mm-hmm. I'm not reading no foolishness for a week. You got to really remove a lot of distractions. I do believe in my heart, a lot of the reasons why we so overwhelmed, we taking too much we taking too much shit.
Bleep. I'm joking.
Okay. I mean, we just do. We are on like information overload and the majority of it is not helpful. So if you have all that going in your mind constantly, how are you able to hear yourself? How are you able to hear your heart? How are you able to hear your thoughts?
What's your thoughts on that, Sister Taylor?
I can't say I can just tell you what my why is. I love storytelling in all forms and fashions. But that's what keeps me up at night. After I work my 9 to 5, I get home and I want to write, or I want to watch a movie, or I want to budget, or, you know, with your help, I was working on a budget and I was staying up till like 2 a.m. after work, like just trying to finish this budget, you know. If anybody wants to fund a documentary, please hit me up.
Okay, because I have to drop your handles at the before we close.
Yes.
But yeah, and I'm glad you put that out there like that.
It just keeps me up.
Mm-hmm. And you gave a indication to your why. You just said it. I love writing of all forms and all kinds.
Yeah.
So that's a part of the why. The why becomes to get bigger and it gets granular and it gets very specific the more you tap into that awareness. Yeah. So you're aware.
Yes.
Very much so aware.
And I'll say this too, staff your weaknesses or things that you don't want to do as you grow in your standpoint. Yes. You know, if you don't like sending emails or being that person, and I think a lot of creatives don't.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, can I just create? And, you know, we're like, we got to do all the administrative stuff.
It's a business. Yes. It's a business, yes.
But, you know, with trust and stuff like that, you can start to begin to staff those weaknesses. And I say weaknesses or just say areas that you don't want to do that in. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's real. There's some people that look at a spreadsheet and run and cry, you know, and there's other people that look at a spreadsheet and they're like, this is heaven, you know? And so it's really important to find people you can trust to kind of, to balance that out.
Say that again.
Okay, that's another nugget.
It's important that you what?
Find people you can trust. And that's that slow. Okay. Okay. You got to know people over season.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
You know, you got to really know people over season.
Don't jump into like, don't jump into anything too quickly.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. So it's I mean, I think when you think about valuable opportunities and you think about what it is that you are called to do. And I know like me and Kashelle's very much in her lane as creative director, writer, you know, everything artistic, you know, the feel, the mood. And I'm more on the production side. And that's why, you know, our business partnership works so very well. Mm-hmm. And I encourage people to look for that person in their world and take the time to find them, take the time to discover them. I read an article about Steven Spielberg and how he works with the majority of his same team on all of his projects.
That's amazing.
And I thought, yeah, because there's a lot of trust there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I get it.
I would like to talk to Steven.
Oh, me too.
Mr. Spielberg.
Yes, sure.
If you're listening, sir.
Yes.
I would love.
Come on the podcast.
Yes.
Kashelle, write that down as a note. We are going to find.
Whiteboard on.
On the whiteboard.
Yes.
We are going to put that out there in the atmosphere. So, and here's the other thing. Don't be afraid to get a pen and paper. Don't be afraid to actually physically write down what it is, what you think your why is.
Yes.
And to Kashelle's point, taking that time to unplug from everything, to listen to yourself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To spend time with yourself. It's important. This is one thing that you, Justine, has inspired me to do. Justine will be like, yep, I just went to such and such concert. And I'm like, how was it? She's like, it's great. I'm like, who you go with? She said, I went by myself.
Yeah. I love that.
That you
life's know, too short to wait on anybody.
Absolutely.
You know, because Justine said, I'm going to hop on this plane and I'm going to go have me a good time. Yeah. And I'm going to, you know, explore that. So spending time with yourself is important because you're with you
all the time.
And normally when we're trying to escape ourselves in doom scrolling. We're just, it's a form of escape or a little bit of entertainment or a little bit of whatever, but it never needs to be 90% of your day.
I agree.
Because there's a purpose in you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there is,
it's only so much time.
It's only so much time, and there's books in you. Just another thing, Justine inspires me. She's an avid reader.
Yes.
If you get to know Sister Taylor and she knows you like that, she's sending you a book.
Yes. And I love it.
I absolutely love it. Sister Taylor, like, you need to read this book, and you bring so much beautiful insight into the world, and that's purposeful, and it's a why. There's somebody that's waiting. Yeah. You know, that to me is the ultimate why. There's somebody that's waiting on Kashelle's art, and that's why I, you know, and people, it's not my, when I say Kashelle's art, because she is, you know, the thought, she's the IP of what we do, but I get pleasure in seeing it manifest fully and then reading the feedback. And yes, we do love feedback, so you give us feedback on Frame of Reference, we like it. Yes. I love getting that feedback because it makes me better, but I also find a lot of satisfaction for myself personally in a profession of seeing something go from nothing to something.
Yeah.
And I think when you find out what your why is, I love getting people, putting people to work. Mm-hmm. I love creating an environment that's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love doing
harmony.
That. I love harmony.
Can I say this? Yes. Can we end on this note?
Yes.
I love love.
Mm-hmm.
Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Joy.
Girl, you better drop it.
Gentleness.
Yes.
Goodness. Faithfulness.
Well.
Self-control.
Yes.
Those are those words are so attractive.
Joy.
Those words are attractive to me.
How can you be mad talking about thank you?
And on that note.
Wait, before we end.
Yes.
Can I just say shout out to Watts Production.
Oh, yeah.
And the Zachary Sisters.
Yes.
I have never been in more of a welcoming learning environment. Again, I am an emerging and aspiring director and producer, and you guys have just opened up so many doors for me and given me so many resources and didn't even bat an eye about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't try to gatekeep. Like, you want all of us to win. So thank you so much for putting all of us on.
Yes, Sister Taylor, drop your handles. Where can our audience find you?
On Instagram, it's Apsara, APSARA, with two underscores.
Come okay, on. Two underscores. That's on IG, and then you can link everything else.
Yes.
And I am so very proud of you. You all stay connected to Sister Taylor.
Yes.
Because she has a beautiful documentary. She's on a journey to creating one that needs to be seen and only can be told through your lens. Okay.
Thank you. Amen.
Yes. So, Kashelle, is there anything you want to say before we wrap out?
I just feel so incredibly inspired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to bring any drug references into my inspiration, but I feel like I could drink the inspiration.
Okay.
So don't call me drunk on inspiration.
No, some people. Okay.
Never mind.
Y'all had to hear that. I don't even know when this episode is going to air, but you have to understand Kashelle gave a reference about shooting up inspiration.
And on that note.
So, thank you guys so much for listening to It Doesn't Work That Way. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast at. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.